I'm dead serious. Cobo Hall, Detroit. Listen to this. And we had audio out of there yesterday. We're going to repeat that. We got new audio today from Ken Rogulski of our affiliate there, WJR. Detroit Free Press, Cobo, a scene of desperation. Social service agencies are bracing for more troubles. The economic tsunami washing over Metro Detroit swept its casualties to the doors at Cobo Center on Wednesday in the form of 35,000 people so desperate for help with mortgage and utility bills that threats were made, fights broke out, and people were nearly trampled. This is Obama's America. This is what happens with socialism. You think these are long lines now? These brainwashed kids in that song in CNN talk about the long lines that are out there. Hey, you people haven't seen long lines at the emergency room until Obamacare gets implemented. Some were treated by emergency medical workers on site as they showed up to pick up Obama money. It was one of the most dramatic signs to date of how deeply joblessness and the home foreclosure crisis have pushed people from the lower and middle ends of the economic scale to seek help wherever they can. City officials said a total of 65,000 people over the past few days have gotten applications due next Wednesday for a share of $15.2 million in federal stimulus money to help people avoid foreclosure or quickly rebound from homelessness. But get this. Ultimately, as few as 3,500 people may receive help. They think they got riots now. 3,500 people out of 65,000 filling out applications for this? Let's go to the audio sound bites this week. Here's a portion of Ken Rogulski reporting on WJR in Michigan. Two people here in line for Obama cash.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His stash. I don't know. I don't know where he got it from. But he giving it to us to help
and
us.
We love him.
We love him. That's we why we voted
Obama,
for
Obama.
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 Now, yes, I think it's fine to laugh. I think it's frankly fine to laugh. It's freaking sad. Obama giving us money from his stash. That's why we love him. Barack Hussein Obama. Here's the report from yesterday, just to refresh your memory.
Did you get an application to fill out yet?
I sure did, and I filled it out, and I am waiting to see what the results are going to be.
Will you know today how much money you're getting?
No, I won't, but I'm waiting for a phone call.
Where's the money coming from?
I believe it's coming from the city of Detroit, or the state.
Where did they get it from?
Some funds that was forgiven by Obama.
And where did Obama get the funds?
Obama might have gotten the funds from, I have no idea. Tell you the truth, he's the president.
In downtown Detroit, Ken Rogulski, WJR News.
Now, let me put this in perspective. This is the model citizen in Barack Obama's vision. These people are model citizens. These are the people who would be wealthy and rich today were it not for the fact that the achievers of this society, since this country was founded, stole everything they had. And so Obama looks at these people as victims of an unjust and immoral country, and by God, he's going to make sure that they think he's making it all good for them. And they all do. Dumb, uninformed, shockingly, saddeningly stupid, the model citizen for Barack Obama and the Democrat Party. Here's an interesting story. This is from...